pinch it and push the tag ends in to get a pretzel. There it is. It's magic. I know, it's magic. So, do we have any people from Philly here that want to try making a pretzel? Billy? Bernadette? Eddie? Tom? Anyways, do we have anyone here from Scotland that might want to try this? Do we have a Scotland person here?
Bernadette.
Do
we have one over there? We have there Bernadette from Philadelphia.
This is Bernadette. Here. I'll take all the jewelry. So yeah, just roll it out and then just work it out like that. There you go. Isn't it fun? Now, I did this with a buddy of mine and his two little kids on New Year's Day last year, and I got to tell you, it was one of the funniest, enjoyable things I've done in a long time, to watch the kids play with dough. So it's a real family-oriented sort of thing, and because there's several steps along the way, people are twisting pretzels, people are boiling pretzels, of course not the children, but it's good to get them to roll out some pretzels and do that. Yeah, just do your fingers like this and work them outwards. Yeah. You're almost there. You're getting it. Just keep pushing it out. Keep doing it. There you go. So I had a problem. I was making them look like a pregnant snake. But anyways, so while Bernadette's doing that, I'm going to get this one in the soda water and show you what that looks like. Are we boiling? There we go. The water should be at a very slow rolling boil, because that way what it's going to do, it's going to cook the dough and it's going to rise it even a little more. They're going to puff up to probably twice the diameter that they are when you start. There you go. Now, twist it up like a pretzel. Like that. There you go. Now, and then take this and twist it. Yeah, just twist that like that. There you go. Hey! We got a pretzel!
Let's hear it for Bernadette!
Woo! See? There you go. Right. Want to put it in the water? Right. Plop her in there. Yeah. So basically, that's it. Thank you, Bernadette, very much. Alrighty. So, who wants to make pretzels tomorrow? Anyone else? Now, take that home, put it in the refrigerator, and then get it out in the morning, and it'll rise up and, your ring. There you go. Thank you very much. So basically, again, I'll just quickly review that. You make your dough, you roll them out into a roll a quarter size, let them sit, and they'll rise up again. Once they rise up again, you start working them out into a rope. And then when you twist your pretzel, you have your water boiling. They go into the water, and this water ain't boiling. Not yet. Ah. Anyways, you get the drift. So at this point, once your pretzels are boiled, you put them on a drying rack like this, basically a cookie sheet with some pastry racks. You set the pretzels on there, and they drip dry, and they cool off. And then from there, they go into the salt, which I have just a little plate of salt here. Come on, thing, boil. So anyhow, we'll pretend that it's cooked. And just set them on there. I'll let it cool for a moment. And so, along with using, making dough with beer, I found I make lots of things with beer. Pancakes. I make like a pancake dressing out of like an Abbey double and brown sugar and butter to go over a Hefeweizen pancake. beer has a multitude of other uses, especially, you know, you wake up in the morning and there's a beer left in the bottle. Don't waste it. There's a use for it, I'm sure. And I always look for that. I've made salad dressings with beer, typically the Belgian fruited beers. I'll make like a raspberry framboise vinaigrette, and that's usually a pretty popular salad dressing. So the last part of the process, dip it in the salt, then onto the cookie sheet and into the oven. About 400 for about 20 minutes, and it'll be nice and brown like you guys had today. So if there's all the pretzels gone, hand it out. Put them out there. Let them eat them. I don't want to take them home. Oh, typically when they're boiling, I'm sorry, because I didn't have boiling water, it escaped me. The boil should be probably, they'll double in size at least, and I'd say probably 3 to 4 minutes, typically in a rolling boil. And then, and typically when you pick them up, like right now, that's too soft. They should be firmer than that. You should be able to pick them up and they hold their shape. Then from there, you can dry them and then put them on a cookie sheet in the freezer. Then a couple days later, you want another pretzel or something, you pick it out, let it thaw out, and then you put it, you know, you don't salt them before you put them in the freezer, though. You salt them afterwards when you bring them back out.
Do we have any questions?
And that's about it.
Any questions?
What type of yeast do you use? Do you just use a baker's yeast or do you use a brewer's yeast? Or
I'm sorry, what's the question?
What type of yeast do you use?
Oh, I just use Fleischmann's regular or Red Star yeast, your typical dry yeast. I used to buy a big bag of it at Costco, that one, for $2-3 or something. Any other questions?
How do you keep them from unrolling when you're in the boil?
Well, that's, you saw me pinch them? When I pinch them, and you gotta, and also a key is after you fold, twist the pretzel up, let it sit because it'll rise again and it connects. It'll kind of join together. But I pinch them all the time because they will come right apart. Good question.
Any other questions?
You have a question?
Did you say that you boil them in soda water?
I'm sorry?
Did you say that you boil them in soda water?
Yes, I do. It's two gallons of water, 1 cup of Arm & Hammer baking soda. It's a chemical reaction with the yeast. It's an alkali solution, and it puts a glaze on the outer portion of the dough. And there's more to it than that, but...
Anybody else? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. There's a lot of beer out there.
Thanks to Butchie Craft.
Go
Let's
have some
a
beer.
Big hand for him. For Dick Canwell from Elysium Brewing Company. Mackenzie Latham. The students from the Culinary Arts Program at Johnson & Wales. Our AV artist, Patrick. And you for coming and enjoying the Great American Beer Festival. Stay tuned for the next presentation. Remember, podcasts of these food and beer presentations will be available at craftbeer.com in about 2 weeks.